Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Yeah, we're here in the sports lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Fred is looking over some of the stats that have been given to him from the
I'm looking at a dead
Dodger game today.
I'm looking at a dead phone here.
A dead headphone?
Yeah, it's done.
All right. Well, I'll have to get him a new headphone there.
I think I pushed it in there all right.
You got it okay? It's pushed in good?
So far.
Welcome, Fred. How's your headsets working?
Recently, I've had a headset problem, but now I'm fine.
Corey Marino, our producer, is with us as always. I'm Michael Horn, and we're glad to have you today. We got a lot to talk about: baseball, football, basketball, you name it, we got it. Chicken hot wings and a lot of other things. The show comes to you every weekend. Our flagship station, 790 KABC in Los Angeles, and then all across the country, even on Sirius XM. So check it out. Sports Byline Radio carries this nationwide, coast to coast, as the CRN Digital Talk Radio. Fred,
yes, sir.
How has your week been? I have not seen you since last week's show.
You took off. You went to wine country, didn't you?
I judged wines at the L.A. International Wine Competition.
Oh, yeah.
And now it can be told.
Yeah, they had
winners in, you know, Cabernet, Pinot, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc. I kind of like Gavin Newsom right now when I talk about wine, moving my hands. And our group, I was heading up a group that was checking out rosés and also sparkling wines, including champagne, Prosecco, etc. But the winner, this year they had the best in show. So there's like 15 to 20 different groups that are tasting wine. And at the very end, we narrowed it down to one top wine for the entire show. And it was an ice wine from the Finger Lakes area of New York, up there at Canada on one side and New York on the other there by Niagara Falls. And it was delicious. You like port, you're going to like this
ice
wine.
Do I have to go there to eat it?
No, no. And you can drink it anywhere you want to because it's available. It'll be at the L.A. County Fair
Why don't you have them send us a case?
Well, we'll check it out and see.
And we'll take a drunk right here on live.
Corey, you in for that?
Yeah, I'm down.
Are you in for good wine?
Yeah, I love
this
wine.
Is a dessert wine. Fred likes dessert wine with everything.
Yeah, we had a port when we were at the Christmas party.
It's correct.
Very
exactly
good.
Right.
Yeah.
You drank some of that?
Yeah, we had it in our little glasses and we were chatting.
Tawny, 18
Tawny
years.
Was there too with
18-year-old Tawny.
Tawny
she
Port.
Was great.
She came into the show and we'll take a break and come back. Stay. This is the Fred Dreyer Show.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure. procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you could speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Is freedom in America real or just an illusion? Are we truly free or just subjects of 9 unelected jurists sitting high up in robes? In America, An Illusion of Freedom, a thought-provoking and prescient book, attorney, physicist, and author Richard A. Nixon challenges everything you think you know about liberty. America, An Illusion of Freedom, available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on iTunes. Also, don't miss Richard live every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com, where he delves even deeper into these powerful topics every week.
We are back. The Fred Dreyer Show is in progress. The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, his record, I've seen it on YouTube. You can look up and see the replays of it. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks on Green Bay. They have never gotten over that in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Got to get some of that Harmony cheese out there to see what we can work on.
Cheese wheel.
Cheese wheel will do it for him.
Yeah.
So we'll work on that for you. Corey Marino, our producer, is here. I'm Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, let's get into, firstly, a couple of shout-outs to some of your neighbors that are tuned in out there. We do this show live on radio. It's a podcast about 30, 40 minutes right after the show. You can just search for the Fred Dreyer Show on any podcast platform you like, and you can listen to the show. And we also are on video on crntalk.com, on Facebook Live, and you can run in the chat room there on Facebook Live. It's pretty good. Rachel is there saying hi to all of us. Corey, you especially. I think she likes you. Maybe, and she likes Fred a lot because of those glasses. Fred's got, you know, got the new dark rim glasses. It's a statement for you. It's good. I can actually see your face and make it out there.
It's a professional consideration.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm Michael Horn, and hi to you, Rachel. Nikki from Nebraska is tuned in, and Jenny from Santa Maria, California is excited today because the Dodgers were on some hard times earlier in the week, and they finally won a game against the Washington Nationals, of which she was watching it, Fred. And,
oh, really? Did we alert the media?
Yes. Corey, you mentioned the Dodgers started off, what,
8-0,
and all of a sudden they lost like
two series in a row. Because
four in a row, right?
Yep. And they just weren't. The defense was awful, and then the starting pitching was bad too. So you're not going to win many games that way.
That guy Pajes was having trouble in center field, but Fred, you said that can happen sometimes with the wind. Is that correct?
Well, that's what they said. It was very windy there that whole weekend, and yes, exactly right. And he doesn't normally do that, and explained it, and now you move on to the next day, which is now, and they won the game. So then you move on. You go to the airport. You stop off and get some port. load it up, and slug away while you're flying west back to L.A.
Behind the scenes, Fred, you know, played with the Los Angeles Rams. Did I mention that earlier in the show? Yes, he played there for many years. New York Giants before that, and of course was a big star of Hunter. I got good Hunter stuff for you here today, too. So let's talk about this. The DL, now known as the IL, ladies and gentlemen, we got players on the injured list. And we got the injured list now. Some of these big contracts, Fred, we got to have your comments here. And Corey, you can chime in. The all-star center fielder, that Jackson Merrill, he was a rookie, wasn't he, like last year on San Diego?
Yeah, he was on San Diego, and he got second in Rookie of the Year votes, and he just signed a new deal this week. Just this week.
$135 million, right?
To do what?
To play on the Padres.
To play for a week.
Ooh. And he was off to a really good start. What was he hitting, that like 378 or something like that?
14 for 37.
Three homers, 10 RBIs. He had that great rookie season over there. And now, what's happened to him now?
He's on pulled a hammy.
A hamstring.
Deadly hammy. Deadly.
Now, Fred, they have spring training. Aren't they supposed to stretch those hamstrings out before they get to the regular season?
You got
to
be careful when you suggest that to these guys, because they have so much money, they can make you obsolete.
Well, he didn't stretch his out.
He sure didn't.
Well, I think it has to do with the extensions. Maybe they're extending too much with the money and their legs, because the next person who got hurt also signed an extension this year and hurt a hammy.
Okay, so this is from the Diamondbacks.
They're playing with money belts wrapped around, and they're lopsided.
Kind of protect their cash, right?
Yeah, you know, they're always hitting the side of their leg, making sure that they didn't jar it loose as they walked to first base.
Except Cody Bellinger, I think he has chicken wings in his, but we'll get to that later. So on the Arizona Diamondbacks now, Corey, it's the second baseman. This guy's pretty good. Ketel Marte, he's agreed to a contract extension. He did that, last week? He agreed to that, and it guarantees him $116.5 million through 2031. It's a six-year deal. It includes a player option and a $46 million in deferred money payable through 2040. So once again, the Arizona Diamondbacks will have no money left.
As well
as they keep paying these things off. Anyway, now Marte is expected. He's on the injured list. He's missing several weeks with a grade one. This is, I think, better than possibly Merrill of, what's his face?
Jackson Merrill.
Merrill, yeah. He is over there. It's a grade one left hamstring strain. Fred, your thoughts?
You've only got two hamstrings, one on each side. And so they have a whole year to pull both of them.
Is that what it is?
That's how that works. You know, they're saving it up for the playoffs.
So and apparently Marte was injured on Friday, right after the big signing on Thursday. And they're saying now, Tony Lovello, the manager of the Diamondbacks, good manager, he says there's no timeline on it. We've just got to let it heal, let him recover. Once we get to that point, we'll start to initiate some baseball activities and ramp him up.
I wonder what those are. What are baseball activities?
Well, right now he's eating. He still is involved in the
team.
That's
one.
Seventh inning stretch.
Now, is he still getting paid? Did they sign
these? He's still getting paid.
Corey's a little perturbed there with Fred. So he's getting his millions. They sign. Where do these teams, don't they check people out? Let's go to another one here. Blake Snell, great pitcher for the Dodgers. He played with Tampa Bay. He was on San Diego, the Giants.
He gets it up, so to speak, when the playoffs come along. You can't count on him until the playoffs.
Okay, because he's got a five-year new deal with the Dodgers, $182 million contract, and it includes a slight $52 million signing bonus. And $66 million in deferred payments.
That's obscene. He's not worth any penny of that until around July, August.
With an average salary of $36.4 million. Now, he is on the 15-day injured list now.
No.
Went there Sunday.
They've got a great buffet there, by the way.
And is a shoulder inflammation. Now, hasn't he had this, Corey?
He's due for any type of inflammation he wants.
He's had this for a while, hasn't he?
It says 3 weeks, and they were just hoping it would get better.
But hasn't he had shoulder problems over the last couple of years?
He's had shoulder and elbow, and he's a pitcher, so they all injure
everything.
How do
you sign a guy that's got recurring shoulder problems, Fred? You've been in the management.
I'm waiting for him to announce that he's got to go under the knife. I'm waiting. It's that day's coming.
So now he's on the list, and he's off for at least 15 days. When he comes back on, do they then go and say, well, it looks worse than it was? What happens then, Fred?
Well, they start mumbling, as you rightfully know. They start mumbling, and then they go to the buffet. Then they have some port. Then they realize we better get into the treatment room and see if we can all get into that same whirlpool.
Now, it's time for one of the Fred Dreyer stories, because this is today's baseball player. Let's talk about yesterday's football player. You had who is the center on the Rams that you guys had?
We had two. Kenny Iman, he was the old vet, uh-huh. And then we had Rich Saul.
Rich Saul, I believe you told the story once on the show, had a bad finger and knew he was not going to play in Sunday's game. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. He assumed that he wasn't going to play against Cincinnati on Monday night. So the entire week he sat on the sideline, walked around, patting guys on the back and wishing everybody luck come Sunday. Well, then they told him, you're going on the flight with us. He goes, that's probably a good idea. It's probably a good idea that I provide leadership. That's right. So they get to the stadium, and the doctor comes over to me and Jack Youngblood and says, I want you to come back here to the back training room here. You guys have to help me. So we went in there, and sure enough, Jack and I are standing there, and Rich comes in, and he's in his uniform. And Chuck Knox comes in, the head coach, and says, let's get going here. We got a ball game to play. And Rich said, yeah, let's go. So he starts clapping his hands. And,
all right, hold on. We got a break coming up. When we come back, we got to finish this story.
Oh, all right.
It's a tease. That's a good tease. We'll take a quick break. Come back. Got to hear the story. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back. The Fred Dreyer Show is in progress, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, our studios nationwide and coast to coast on radio stations across the country on Facebook Live. You can check it out here. By the way, is this broadcast, Corey, do we put this up on YouTube?
I believe so.
So if you have the YouTube channel, you can watch the video on this anytime you want on YouTube. Just go YouTube slash Fred Dreyer Show and catch it there, or CRN Digital Talk Radio. You can see it. And of course, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks for being with us, and we're going to have a nice little storytelling session here.
Yeah, just to recap, Fred was in a great story, because we're talking about all the baseball players now on the injured reserve list that are injured. It's the injury list, I guess, not even reserve. These guys are out for 15 days, 30, whatever. And they signed all these big contracts. Martel there with Arizona, who's
Jackson Merrill.
Jackson Merrill on the San Diego. Blake Snell on the 15-day IL from the Dodgers. And huge multi-million dollar contracts. When you played football, Fred, there's not multi-million dollar contracts. They gave you meals, didn't they,
when
you
played? Just stop. Let me pick it up where I left off.
Okay, but I set it up because we might have a new audience
please.
Here.
Okay. I know what to do here.
Yeah,
with the story.
Good. Reset it up. Go ahead.
So we're in Cincinnati. We're in the back athletic room, and Dr. Robert Kierlin, Dr. Ram's physician, and just a terrific guy overall, and sneaky, as you'll see. He's there, and he asked Jack Youngblood and I to come into the room, and then followed shortly by Chuck Knox, the head coach of the Rams. And Rich has a funny look on his face, and when Dr. Kierlin says, "Rich, hop up here on the table, would you just get up here on the table and look this way." And Larry and I and Chuck Knox really didn't kind of know what to expect until Dr. Kierlin turned his back to all of us and was working diligently, putting a syringe and some Novocaine and extra large, extra long needle. And he holds it up and he squirts it like they do, you know, and a little bit of the juice comes out. And he turns around and he says, "Okay, grab him." and so Chuck Knox is standing there and he sees the needle. The needle's the size of his foot. And he leaves. Because he thinks he might get woozy. So Rich says, hey, what's going on here? What do you guys think you're doing? And Dr. Kierlin just says, "Shut up and hold on." And he says, "Well, is this going to hurt?" He says, "Like hell it's going to hurt." So I grab Rich's left arm. It's a big arm, so I have to hold on pretty good. Jack does the same with the other one. And we're now holding on, and Rich is realizing this is a trap.
took him a while.
His roommates, which we're his roommates on the road and during training camp, he's holding on for dear life, and he realizes this needle's coming his way and directly puts it under the right fingernail.
Oh.
And slides it in the end. And Rich almost killed Jack when he pulled his arm away. And sure enough, when he injected him, Rich got real woozy and started yelling. And I was holding on, and so all of us, it was like a Saturday Night Live plot, you know, or a Seinfeld plot. And the needle goes into the end of his thumb, and he pokes it, and he kept poking it. And I said, that's enough. I can't take it. And Rich is yelling. I can't do it now because I'll blow out the transformer. But he was yelling as hard and as long as he could, trying to wrangle his way. We were holding on for dear life, and he pushed this thing in there, and he did a great job. He was very accurate, and he got all that juice that was in that syringe into Rich's thumb and therefore his arm. I mean, it went right in. And so he says, okay, that's it. And Rich laid back down like he was going to pass out. I ran out. Jack ran out. And we got our stuff, grabbed our equipment, and ran out onto the field for the kicking segment of the performance that night. And sooner and later, Rich came out with his hand, and his arm in what looked like a cast, but he had his right thumb sticking out way up in the air, and he's a center, so he has to snap the ball.
Snap the ball, yeah.
So he goes outside, and Chuck Knox says, "Okay, Rich, get over there and take some snaps," you know. And so he gets over there, and of course he can't do it that well. But that as the chloroform takes place, he's able to take the
So he played the game.
Take the initiative, and he was definitely in the starting lineup playing against Bob Brown, who's about 6'8" and 390, He had to pass block all these guys all night. Did a great game, and Rich from that moment to the end of the year, every game we played, Rich displayed it at a TV timeout to the opposing defenses. And we'd look up, and there's Rich down at the end of the
showing it to him,
just holding up his thumb in comparison, like this.
Unbelievable.
What do you think of that, huh? This thing nearly killed me.
Now that's the way you get off the injured list, I'll tell you. And that's the way they did it then. Not now. These guys are still making their millions. And let me ask you a question here, Fred. If you're going to sign a player for $180 million, wouldn't you really check to see how good that shoulder is, if it's really recovered, and get some doctor to check it out and see what's going on? I mean, it's a recurring.
Well, now you're dealing here in a demand for common sense.
Yeah.
And, you can't. That's too much of a. They want the player bad enough.
Yeah.
They just want him bad enough to push away any type of reason or common sense.
Well, and we hope he gets well and gets back on the team and gets playing again after 15 days. But I hope he lasts all season, because this is just the first couple of weeks, right, Corey?
Yeah,
we're talking
about a long season.
All right, what about these torpedo bats? Oh, we got one other here. We should mention this one here. This guy is not on the injured list, but it's a great story here, as long as you're talking about. This is our old buddy Cody Bellinger. Played on the Dodgers, and then he was on the Chicago Cubs. Now he's on the New York Yankees. And apparently he was getting himself prepped for a game here recently, and we have the story. His outfielder, Cody Bellinger, and he has apparently sworn off chicken wings for 5 years. Following this story, he announced his decision Wednesday, 2 days after he consumed some room service chicken wings at the Yankees team hotel in Detroit. After he was watching some NCAA basketball, chugging back with some chicken wings. And he said they were the traditional bone-in wings, no sauces, spices, or rubs. He said they were good coming in, but I woke up at 4 a.m. sweating and just started throwing up for a few hours. It was a tough morning.
It wasn't because of the chicken.
It was.
Oh.
So let me ask you, when you had a game day, did you eat chicken wings before you went out and played football, or did you have some kind of substantial meal, Fred, when you were with
I ate a turkey breast along with a cup of coffee and a large 7-Up.
No chicken wings, huh?
No, not from me, because I knew that chicken wings were death.
Cody says, quoting again, "I can say I will not eat wings for 5 years. I swear, because the thought of it right now makes me sick." He says, "I feel good today. I slept a ton last night. My one time before was 24 hours, so I'm just hydrating and getting ready to play." So, did anybody on the team get food poisoning? I mean, I guess you can get it. You can pick it up.
You can get it any way. Usually, it hits you in the men's room right about an hour before kickoff.
Exactly. How embarrassing when you're going to make a standing at the plate. So, I would think you don't want to have any kind of this fast food stuff where there could be some problems in room service. You don't know how long they've been pushing that cart around.
Well, isn't that what they said about the Michael Jordan flu game? That was room service?
Yeah.
It was like a pizza or something?
It got him, right?
Yeah.
So,
there you go. You can't trust...
Torpedo bats. Fred,
you cannot trust the traveling hotel room service.
I wouldn't.
That's true. I would check. You know, you can't trust a lot of restaurants sometimes, especially if they're Detroit fans and you're on the road. Come on.
Yes.
Take it easy. Okay, so the Yankees have used their torpedo bats. What did they get, 9 homers in that game, 20-9 that they won here at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, their first game, they had the Yankee record for 9 home runs in a game, and they won 20-9.
What do you think of that, Fred? Because it's the same length and the same maximum width. They've just redesigned the sweet spot to a different position on the bat.
Hey, you know, I've always said this. Anything that the ownership wants, they get. They don't worry about appeasing the fan base or the Hall of Fame induction people. They just want you to be quiet and do what they tell you. And if they want odd-shaped bats, for whatever the reason is, then they're going to get odd-shaped bats.
The standard sweet spot is 5 to 7 inches from the end of the bat and the standard bat. On the torpedo bat, the sweet spot is moved down 11 to 14 inches from the end cap. I think that would help me. I'd like it right in the handle. That's usually where I hit the ball.
Well, like a pool cue.
Yeah.
Well,
like a bowling pin.
You know, the odd thing here is that the All-Star Committee has a lot to say about that.
We'll find out more right after this.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we're back here. We're in the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show coming to you live and direct from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn. Our producer, Corey Marino, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, played for the New York Giants. A brief possible signing with the New England Patriots, and then, of course, that big career with the Los Angeles Rams, going on to being a big star. And after being in the broadcast booth on CBS for a while, he was a star of Hunter, Land's End, so many other great series and movies. All right, so what do we got coming up here now? We have a couple of people that have some comments for you, Fred. We can maybe get your thoughts on some of these things here. First off, Birmingham, Alabama, we have a Rachel, and now we have a new Rachel in Eastern Pennsylvania. So you got some Rachels tuned in today. From Iowa, Lori is tuned in. Italy, Elisa is there. Martine is doing some space send-offs at Cape Canaveral. Jenny is talking, she loves the Dodgers, and she said Pahe had two home runs in the game that she was watching, and she thinks he's on his way. Now, Chris and Lori, they both love your new glasses. Chris says very handsome, and Lori says you look very nice.
Well, I appreciate that.
Check it out. It's the chat room on Facebook Live.
Makes me see better.
The rest of you want to see it, our show is on YouTube after the show. Gets posted there so you can take a look at on YouTube. So it would be very interesting there to take a look at that.
That person in Italy is dedicated. It is 1:41 a.m. right now.
That's what she says. That's what she says she looks at. That's the time she goes there to check it out. So, and we have an email from Alyssa she's from Italy. She says, I want to say thank you, Fred, for having said hello to me last week on the show. She was on Facebook Live, and she's part of that group there. That's your fan group. Did you know there's a website on Facebook?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's much appreciated.
Works for me on Facebook. And she said, I watch Hunter series on Italian television in 1989, and now online it's streaming on Plex TV. If you're in Italy, that's where you can watch it, on Plex TV or on YouTube in my free time. And she says she does it when she's watching things and relaxing. She lives in the northwest of Italy in a town called Brunio, and she says it's near Torino, where she was born in that city. Ah. And she says, I love animals, music, soccer. And she says, the Fred Dreyer Show, she says, it's on Italy at 1 a.m. Is that correct, Corey?
It is. I just looked it up.
And she watches on Facebook Live with dedicated listeners.
God bless.
All right. Also, your Hunter Show, and we sometimes don't get a chance to get these in. This is a note from our photographer, Pamela, who said, and maybe you can describe this episode for our radio audience here. It's an episode of Hunter called The Jade Woman, and I would like to see this particular episode. She says, the story apparently begins with Hunter's old friend and Marine buddy, Randall Fain, who's played by Dan Blocker from Bonanza's son, Dirk Blocker,
right,
and welcomes his mail order bride, Rose, who disappears after her arrival. So apparently Rose is gone and missing. And she then comes to you and asks Hunter to help find her. And checking out the questionable company of Jade Brides, the mail order service who arranged the marriage, the brochure says the women are beautiful and they give their hobbies and they talk about everything, including cooking, cleaning, and hot oil massage, which apparently you find intriguing in that episode, Fred.
Well, I'm a detective by nature and by profession as well.
Mm-hmm. After catching the bad guys at the conclusion of the episode, that Hunter and McCall attend Rose and Randall's wedding, and it's a nice thing along with Captain Devane. And Captain Devane suggests that you, in your role as Hunter, should find a woman like Rose and settle down.
Yeah,
I guess that's the answer you gave in the series. And Hunter then asks McCall, maybe you can help me break in. And she says, what do you mean break into what? And you say, I was thinking on the way back to the precinct, we can stop at the auto parts store and gaff a couple of cans of 90 weight lube and a Bunsen burner. And you can help give me that hot oil massage that I've always wanted.
Yeah, That's what a good partner is for, if you know that.
McCall says, you're on, let's go. I'm telling you, that's the episode that I want to see of Hunter. What season was that? Do we know it all? It doesn't say here on the note.
Probably 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Good season, I'll tell you. All right, so let's get into some stories here. Now, the Dodgers this week visited the White House, Donald Trump's White House. He invited him, and some guy on the LA Times is trying to say it's controversial. The Dodgers, this team of Jackie Robinson, how can they go to the White House? Listen, pal, this is baseball tradition to go to the White House. I don't care whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. It's an honor to go to our nation's capital and be in the White House. And I thought Trump did a great job. He singled out Dave Roberts, told him he's the best manager in baseball, talked about Mookie Betts' speed, talked about Kike Hernandez. It's like he knew the club, even though he's a huge Yankees fan. Did you see the ceremony at all?
I did not see it. No, I wanted to.
Corey, did you see it?
I caught the end of it.
It's on YouTube. I think you can check it out. All the ABC, Fox, everybody had it there. And so Dave Roberts said it was his first peek because Trump then took him to the Oval Office and he was able to go through single file. And Dave said, quoting him, I actually got a chance to take a photo in front of the Declaration of Independence. And he said, for myself, who's a history major, that's a picture I'm going to cherish for a long time.
Yeah, where else other than America?
Exactly, where you could do something like that and see it. I mean, I'd go into that Oval Office. Did you ever win a championship or get to go?
Went to the Oval Office.
You did?
Yes, I did.
All right, and what'd you see there?
I saw the Oval Office, and it was...
was it oval?
It was splendid in its ovalness.
Yeah, you know, Kike Hernandez said of the fans, he says, you know, they don't agree with the decision to go, he says, but they have the right to have an opinion. Absolutely correct, but Kike Hernandez went anyway and had a good time. Mookie Betts said he's kind of recognized a lot of us talking about President Trump and that situation, and I think it kind of shows it wasn't just one man that won the 2024 World Series, but it was a collective unit. Clayton Kershaw says he was up there, and Trump commented on all the Dodgers he talked to, how great they looked. He said, it's the best-looking bunch of people. He said, the best-looking people I've ever seen.
Wow, so, how about that?
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
Very good.
All right. Now, the league office of the NFL is upset about flag football. Corey, what's this one all about?
Yeah, so in the Olympics coming in 2028, they added flag football, and many NFL players have put out there that they want to go and represent their country, and they've never had the chance to do anything on a global stage like that. And of course the NFL as a league wants that to happen because globalization and getting out the product to a wider nature. But of course the owners don't want to do it because they're going to miss some training camp and they can injure themselves and then they lose all the money that they spent on these guys.
Fred, what's your thoughts on this?
That about wraps it up, you know.
I mean, are the owners, do they have a legitimate point here? I mean, they're paying these guys millions of dollars to play, and, you know, then these guys are going to play in the Olympics, flag football. What if they do get injured? Then it's a problem.
Flag football, that's a remedial, pathetic byproduct.
I knew you'd have a comment.
Oh, it's not. Look, it's they're doing everything they can to debase the original sport, and the truth of the matter is, it's getting more and more boring. They've got to do something to curry fan approval and fan spontaneity.
Yeah, I'd watch it, right?
And if you got nothing to do in life, tune it in.
That's it. Now the Packers are now in the news, and the owner of the Packers, Mark Murphy, says he thinks that tush push is going to be banned in May. He says, I think it ended up in a good place. He said he was on an interview show on the Packers YouTube channel. He says, we ended up tabling it, but we had really good discussions. We talked a little bit about our safety concerns regarding the play and just the kind of style of the play. So this is with the Philadelphia team. They're really good at this. They can jam anybody right through wherever they want to go. And how do you defend against that, Fred? If you're on the opposing side.
You better have a bigger ass than your opponent.
Okay,
here's my issue.
Yes, yes.
You know, they make up their rules. They can do anything they want to do, and they do, and people kind of have a comment on it. And then they decide to go out for a beer. The issue here is, for me, how do you govern the line of scrimmage? You put all those bodies on each side of the ball. You put it up there, and somebody's offsides immediately. But once the ball is snapped, you can't tell where the original placement of the ball is. You don't have a clear understanding and an acceptance of the ball having been placed in the right position, and so what good is it? What are we doing? You push it and they go, okay, yeah, I guess that was a first down. You know it's not brain surgery, but at the same time it's quite difficult to see how the placement of the ball is a consistent method. You know what I mean?
It's crazy because they're gonna now go to, instead of the chains for the first down, they're gonna use
they're gonna use hundreds of cameras throughout
cameras
the stadium, and then
when you measure your room with the
this is a joke. They should just get rid of that.
And I agree.
If you could guarantee that the placement of the ball was going to be accepted by everybody, and it was clear that it was a first down or not a first down or a completed play, that's one thing. But you can't guarantee that the ball is going to be placed every time, or aligned on each side of the ball to the sideline is a line judge, and they look for offsides. They look for the placement of the ball to be a guarantee, and it's not guaranteed.
Exactly. NBA here, let's get into this. Some of the coach firings. We're in the playoffs, for God's sakes. The Denver Nuggets fire Michael Malone, right? Josh Kroenke is the owner, the Nuggets president. I think he's related to Stan Kroenke.
Yes, he is.
And who else? Somebody else got fired here recently, too.
The Grizzlies fired their head coach, Taylor Jenkins.
Taylor Jenkins, yeah, he got fired. The Grizzlies are the number 5 seed. How do you fire, Fred, your coach when you're in the middle of the playoff time here and you're a potential winner here? What's the deal?
Well, again, I said the ownership is free and clear to do anything they want. It's a privately owned clubhouse, and they can decide that we're going to fire whoever we want to fire, and they do without really any explanations other than what might be autobiographical to their wishes.
Kroenke said of the firing of Michael Malone there on the Nuggets, he said, all of that taken into consideration, we wanted to try to figure out a way to potentially squeeze as much juice out of the rest of the season as possible. That's his comment for it. And on the coach firing there for the Grizzlies, they said urgency was a couple of principles of ours that we expected a clarity of direction. So the team had struggled down the stretch and they wanted to make the change. We'll see what happens. Watch those teams. I don't know. Tough to change a philosophy in a few games left.
The ownership just, that they just says they don't believe in the team to get into the far into the playoffs.
Exactly. All right, we'll take a break, wrap things up here. Stay with us. You're at the Fred Dreyer Show.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, Corey Marino, the one and only Fred Dreyer. All right, hockey news. In 2001, I was at a game called the Stunner at Staples, the Los Angeles Kings. It was the hockey finals. The Kings were up against the dreaded Detroit Red Wings. And they came down in this particular game with 6 minutes remaining in the third period. It was 3-0 that Detroit was leading, and the Kings came back to tie the game, force overtime, and win it 4-3. The Staples Center went nuts. I bet. The 1988 Kirk Gibson home run in the World Series with the Dodgers. Those two games were absolutely freaking incredible. Now, what's the latest here, Corey, on this game that came through here on recently here with the Canucks?
Wow, you have the papers.
Oh, so the Canucks, I'm sorry. So Vancouver scored 3 goals here just the other night in the final minute of regulations in overtime and beat the Dallas Stars on Tuesday. Unbelievable. The You know, Vancouver scored with 1 minute left to cut the lead to 5-3. Then they scored another a couple of goals with 30 seconds left and then 6 seconds left to tie the game. And then they won it in overtime.
That's crazy. And I heard it was to keep their season alive.
That's there.
And the Dallas Stars just like to give up leads, I guess, because my first ever hockey game was in 2007. And it was the Kings against the Stars. And they were down 4-0 into the third period, scored 5 goals. The Dallas Stars tied it with a minute left, and then the Kings ended up winning in overtime.
There you go. Alex Ovechkin tied Gretzky in the exact same amount of games that Gretzky had.
How about that?
You should buy another TV from maybe Ovechkin now. Didn't you buy the same TV Gretzky had?
Yeah, I did. The big Sony. It was on wheels. It was so freaking big.
I love that set. All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, please follow Fred at Fred_Dreyer on Instagram. Also, Fred_Dreyer on X and Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, thanks very much, everyone, for taking the time to be with us. We sure appreciate it.
We'll see you next week, everybody.